We have breaking news. Patrick Bet David just called out Tucker Carlson to have all of his finances audited so we could see if he's taking Qatari money. And Tucker has gone into full meltdown. We will show you everything happening with that. And stick around to the end because we provide updates on the Candace Owens Brigitte Macron defamation suit, along with a very interesting new revelation about Candace Owens' defense team. So Tucker Carlson, in one of his deranged rants, came out against Patrick Bet David, saying that he was bought by Israel. This is what Islamists do, obviously. And Patrick Bet David came out with a brutal video responding to these accusations. And he invited Tucker to have both of them do full audits of their finances to see who is really taking foreign money.
Let's go hire three accounting firms. You pick one, I pick one, and let's get a third party that we both agree on. Maybe like a KPMG, PwC, and BKD, hypothetically. Some of the biggest firms you probably recognize. You have money. You've done well for yourself. Let's have them do audited financials on me, my wife, and you and your wife, and report back to see if I've ever gotten paid from Israel, and report back to see if you've ever gotten paid from Qatar or Pakistan or any of these guys. All the businesses, all the LLCs, all the accounts. You know how this kind of works. They can kind of figure that out. And let's be honest with the audience. Let's be honest with the audience. If you're open to it, I'm available. We'll have to spend $500,000 or something like that because it's going to take a few weeks for them to do it. I am fully open to the idea if you are. And by the way, I know this may make you feel uncomfortable. You don't have to accept this offer. But I'm telling you, I'm comfortable if you want to do it. You don't have to do it because it's a little bit private. So I'm sure you're going to come out and say, how dare he want to look at my wife's bank accounts and all this other stuff? Because some people may say, well, they can pay your wife and not through you. And I get that as well. And that's why I want to be a little bit transparent with you. I've tried many times to build a relationship with you. It's been challenging. But I do want you to know that as a Christian man myself, no matter how much you go to a place to not want to believe in somebody, I've been instructed by God to try to do my best to have some grace.
I'm a big fan of this. I like it. I've got a few disagreements with PBD, but he puts his money where his mouth is, which I appreciate. I really believe that he would do an audit of his finances and have a full audit report out there on his channel. And clearly, I think PBD is not taking foreign money, otherwise he wouldn't be willing to be audited in the first place. By the way, same goes for me. My finances would look like Monopoly money, obviously, compared to someone like Tucker Carlson or PBD. But the day that Tucker Carlson releases his finances, I'll do it too. Why not? Because at the end of the day, Tucker Carlson, of course, won't do that. He will not because A, he does not want people to see how much money he's making because I think that would really blow the window off of his operation. When people see how much money you're making, they realize the incentives that you might have. And B, I believe that he's taken money from, you know, unsavory characters at the very best, probably foreign actors at the very worst. But he has not responded to Patrick's invitation. Instead, he has been with Russell Brand mocking Charlie Kirk's death and protecting a leftist assassin.
And whenever this lone gunman, just some crackpot, hey, these crackpots, I noticed that a lot of the time they do stuff that really benefits the most powerful interests in the world. I tell you what, the powerful should start using these lone gunmen because, you know, there's a natural alliance. It's a good fit. It's like Coca-Cola and McDonald's. The two of them go there and like Coca-Cola, McDonald's and the Olympics, you know, like Coca-Cola, McDonald's, the Olympics and satanic festivals where you mock Christian imagery. The whole thing should get together. And if you find people that are prominent and outspoken and willing to risk their lives, probably what you should do is shoot them dead and then blame like something that will work in the culture, like, I don't know, trans people. that wouldn't work. Knowing in your heart of hearts that Christ would love and minister to all of us, seeing us all as one family. I'm not interested in race. I'm not interested in color or skin or sexuality, although I am a bit interested in sexuality. All of you don't make a god out of it, whether you're a heterosexual, homosexual, single, celibate, wherever you are. Anyway, so I got in a lot of trouble. But it was the first time I got in trouble. I learned from it.
Wait, I just want to pause and say note to the editors of this. Please clip that. That was like my favorite thing I've ever heard.
Sorry. I remember the days when conservative political commentators saw trans ideology as a threat. That was like a big problem for us. Obviously not for Tucker anymore. I remember when people like Tucker pretended to care about leftist violence against conservatives, which has obviously been a massive problem, especially in the trans community. He doesn't care anymore. They become so deranged that they think it is impossible a leftist would try to assassinate a conservative. That does not seem possible to them. You could see he's just laughing and laughing and laughing about the fact that most people believe a guy who is a leftist looked at Charlie Kirk and wanted him dead. That is so logical to all of us, but to them, it's just hilarious. It couldn't possibly be true. They think that the simplest explanation is that a foreign government did it. I don't. I don't think that's the simplest explanation at all. I think the simplest explanation is the one that the murderer gave us himself, which is that he's a leftist who saw Charlie Kirk as a very powerful force for persuasion, and he wanted him dead. It's that simple. I don't think it's hard for anybody to understand. And that's without all of the evidence we have, of course. We have the evidence necessary already to know that Tyler Robinson did it, and he will be convicted here in Utah. What is so ridiculous about this narrative that a foreign government did this is if Israel or another country really wanted to assassinate a commentator who were against them, Tucker and Russell Brand would have had attempts made on their life already. And as far as we're aware, that has not happened. There's many people I can think of. I mean, you could think of Nick Fuentes, Candace Owens. Wouldn't they be a much higher priority for a country like Israel? Charlie Kirk, really? The guy who was pro-Israel his entire life and maybe had some questions? He was the person they had to take out? I don't think so. At the core of all of this is an anti-Americanism, as we talked about a lot on the show last week. Patrick Bet-David called Tucker out for this. He did a really good job in that same video. In addition, he also called out Tucker's love for Sharia law.
Let's make it not a big deal. Let's be tolerant. Let's be tolerant Christians. Sharia law has made Islamic societies more advanced than the West. Let's just be tolerant. It's okay. Let's be tolerant. Let's accept all this stuff. Let's allow all this immigration that's going on in UK. It's not a big deal. They're not that bad. It's fine. They don't live the way you do. They just don't. They don't live by the values you and I live in America. They don't. Now, if you, I have a lot of friends that, you know, like Andrew Tate chose to become a Muslim. If you've already converted, but you've not made the announcement publicly, listen, to each his own. You're making that decision as an adult. I support it. More power to you. But my priority is America first. My priority is to make sure we advance America in a way that young men are able to make enough money to get married and have 3+ kids, preferably 4, and be able to have their kids' dream become a reality where if they want to go build a business and make billions, do it. If you want to make millions, do it. If you want to go in the military, do it. If you want to go out there and, you know, have a regular job making $58,000 a year at whatever company, but you're happy about your job because you're a school teacher, go do it.
And that is the fundamental difference, in my opinion. You've got PBD and others that are trying to spread a message of hope, of optimism, of a sense of self-reliance in America. And then you have Tucker, who is telling you to hate everything around you and give up your personal accountability. Speaking of audits and finance, I should mention that while Tucker Carlson is freaking out about the Iran war, and I'm bringing this up because I don't think I'm going to be able to bring it up in another show this week, we just had the quickest rebound in the S&P 500 since 1982. There has never been a faster rebound than this one. The doom and gloom from Tucker Carlson is completely baseless. We were told that the Iran war would destroy our economy, that this is doing horrible things to us. The Iranians have already asked for trillions in reparations, meaning they've lost trillions of dollars. We have lost about 40 to 50 billion in military operations, and we were told that the stock market was tanking. It has now recovered. You can see right here, it is up on the year 3.73%. You know, at this rate, we're looking at a plus 10% on the market, a very good year in anyone's books. You guys probably had a number in your head for retirement, and on paper, you hit it. But here's the issue. That number does not look the same anymore. Because the cost of living has changed, everything costs more now. Gas, groceries, insurance, housing, and even when things settle, prices don't go back. You're just living at a higher cost than before. So now it's not just, did I save enough? It's, will it actually support the retirement that I plan? Because when costs rise, it's not about running out. It is about your money doing less over time. And that's what changes the lifestyle that you have been working for. That's what made me start to look at things a little differently. I'm pretty selective about what I trust financially, so I spent a little bit of time digging into this. That's how I found my partner, Augusta Precious Metals. They showed me how you can move your IRA or your 401k into physical gold tax-free, penalty-free, not to chase returns, but to understand how to protect what you've already built. I looked into it and it's a very different approach than what most people realize. If this is something you're even considering, it is worth having a conversation. Augusta has a team that will walk you through it, answer your questions, and help you see if this actually fits your retirement strategy. No pressure, just education. You can go to goldwithcar.com. Again, that is C-A-R-R, like my name, goldwithcar.com, or text CAR, C-A-R-R, to 35052 and get their free gold IRA guide. Go through it and decide for yourself if it's something you should be doing. So we have some fun news from the Brigitte Macron defamation case against Candace Owens. This is from Laura Loomer, who of course hates Candace Owens. They have one of the most brutal feuds probably on the internet. She said, exclusive, Candace Owens has hired a nearly all Zionist Jewish legal team and law firm that once employed the former ambassador to Israel to represent her in the defamation lawsuit that Brigitte Macron, Emmanuel Macron's wife, has filed against Candace for falsely claiming the First Lady of France is a biological male. Candace Owens has said, you cannot trust Jewish people because they, quote, are all the same. They are filth and they belong to the synagogue of Satan. Horrible. It's unbelievable that she would say that. Laura Loomer continues, she spends nearly every episode of her show attacking Mrs. Erica Kirk and demonizing Jewish people in Israel. However, as you can see below, most of Candace's lawyers appear to be Jewish. The first lawyer listed on a legal filing in her lawsuit with Brigitte Macron is Mark Kazowitz, a Jewish pro-Israel Zionist lawyer based out of New York City who represented Jewish Ivy League students who sued their educational institutions for on-campus discrimination. One of his main legal expertise is fighting anti-Semitism on college campuses. So here's the real story here, though, guys. Candace Owens has begun a secret Jewish plot to overthrow France. She is teaming up with Mossad to take the Macrons down and then put her own dictator at the helm of the French government. See how easy that was? That, you know, that would make up a whole episode of Candace Owens' show if I want, you know, if she did something like that. Of course, I would never do something like that. But it's that easy. You can just make up anything. Of course, she gets to work with Jewish lawyers, and none of that's a conspiracy, according to her. Now, overall, the irony is beautiful. Even Candace Owens understands that the reason most Jews are doing well in society is because they work hard and they're talented, because obviously that's why she has them as their lawyers, you know, as her lawyer, which is awesome. If she was really a believer that this was all a conspiracy, that the elites, the lawyers, the bankers, all those shifty Jews are running society, would she really hire them? No, she would not, because obviously in order to defend her, they're going to know a lot about her. And so you would think if she actually believed in those conspiracy theories, she would want nothing to do with a Jewish lawyer. Of course, she doesn't care, because when it comes down to it, she just wants merit, someone who is talented, and she understands that there are lots of Jews in America who are very talented. Unfortunately, for as talented as I think these lawyers are, they are going to defend a losing case. She's not going to win this. This will be Sandy Hook, Alex Jones-esque result all over again. I am aware of three other lawsuits that are also coming out against Candace for defamation in the next few months, hopefully, none of which I can really talk about publicly, unfortunately, because I want them to go well, and I have details of them that are not public at all. She doesn't even know some of them are coming against her yet, which is exciting. But between these four cases, there's a good chance Candace will lose hundreds of millions of dollars. And while I don't think that's going to necessarily satisfy the demands of justice in terms of all the bad that she has done in the world, it's a start. I think it's a start, and I think it will turn a lot of people off. You know, some of her audience are going to come out when she loses these defamation suits, and they're going to say they were rigged. Most of them are going to say that. But I do think there are some who are going to see it, especially when she loses multiple, and think, okay, maybe this was a grifter all along. I will say, maybe they're playing the long game with this defense team. Maybe this defense team, actually, they know Candace is going to lose. So why not take some money from her in billables in the meantime? Kind of smart, especially you know, if you're a Jew and you are trying to get back at Candace Owens. I don't know if the lawyers are doing this. I don't have any evidence of that. I'm just saying they could be playing the long game. They know she's going to lose. Might as well take a little more money in the process. Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens want you to think that America is a force for evil in the world. I obviously completely disagree. And in response, I have partnered with PragerU to share a great book for your kids and teach them about American exceptionalism. I have a daughter. She just turned one. These are the things I want to teach her. And they have a fantastic book out right now. If we reject Sharia law and teach our kids the truth about our great country, we will be the Islamists, and the leftists in one generation alone. That's all it takes, guys. Use promo code ABC20 for 20% off. I will put a link to check it out at the top of the description below.